From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a great show for you. As you may know, we have four brilliant contestants. They are going to be out here playing nerdy games with us, but right now they are backstage. They're all sharing their hot takes on the movie Green Book, which none of them have seen. And one of them will become our big winner. And this is our Valentine's Day show, everybody. Yeah, I know. I know. So my husband and I, we've been together 10 years. We met offline, not called real life anymore, offline. But I did a lot of dating when I moved here. I was on J-Date. I found it very hard, because on J-Date at the time, so you had your picture, you wrote your profile, and then you were supposed to put like a couple words under your picture, like a tagline, to get people excited to check you out. And I did not know how to describe myself in a couple of words. You know, at the time I was like, I'm in my 30s, I've kind of been around the block. You know, like, what do I put? So finally I just put, as is. A real fixer-upper, yeah. Hobbies include depression and making you guess why I'm angry. It's a fun thing. Do you ever have that moment in your relationship where someone's just passive-aggressively angry and you have to decide
what happened? I feel like that's most of what a relationship is.
That's what you do.
You think of new ways of expressing, but not really expressing your anger.
No.
And you gradually learn that the other person, what it looks like when they're angry, and you learn to ignore it.
Right. Just gloss over it.
Yeah.
On our show, we have two special guests on the show. We have amazing comedian returning to our show, Michael Ian Black. Michael Ian Black also has a podcast called Obscure, where he reads Thomas Hardy's book, Jude the Obscure, out loud, and comments on it. Which, this is actually the template for the future of American education. This is how people are going to learn about classic literature. They're going to listen to podcasts of classic works read by celebrities. That's how it's going to work. Homework is going to be like, listen to Jane Eyre as read by Post Malone. You know, that's going to be the thing. After that, listen to RuPaul's A Brief History of Time. We also have relationship expert Esther Perel on the show. Her podcast is called Where Should We Begin? It takes you inside her office where she offers couples therapy. And if you wonder, how could couples actually be okay with airing their problems and arguments publicly, well, then you've never spent a weekend at IKEA, or Costco, or Target, or in my bathroom while I'm brushing my teeth. My husband and I think we have the lamest arguments of all time. Do you have the same argument over and over again?
Yes.
What's the topic of your main argument?
Mostly it's hard to have a roommate.
Yes, it is hard to live with someone.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Whether you're romantically involved with them or not.
Yep.
It's very difficult to share a space with somebody.
Super, yeah.
You gotta live and let live.
Actually, I think back at that. I did it all wrong. I love my husband, but on our first date, I asked him, like, what kind of music do you like listen to? What relationship do you have with your mom? Dumb. This is what I should have asked him. Do you put your crap away? That's what I should have asked him. You know, I should have posed thing like, you walk through the door, you have a jacket, hat, and bag. Walk me through what happens next. All right, we're going to have a great show, everybody. You guys are awesome. Our first game is about sick burns from famous figures. Confucius once said, silence is a true friend who never betrays. Unlike Marie... Let's meet our contestants. First up, Tatiana Vega. You're a senior analyst at an ad agency, and you've met some pretty amazing celebrities. J-Lo.
Yes.
Okay, so what were the circumstances that led you to meet J-Lo?
I worked downtown, and she was filming Shades of Blue. Mm-hmm. And I had a good friend at work who we would just have lunches about J-Lo, and he sent me a G-chat being like, J-Lo's filming down the block. And I was like, F this, I'm leaving work, I'm going to go find J-Lo. And I text my husband, and he's like, go back to work. Be a responsible adult. You're not going to meet her. And I said, try me. And I went. I asked the guy who worked at craft services if she was done. He said yes. And I just waited in this little group of two people, and I got a selfie with J-Lo.
Wow, very cool. And where is this photo now?
On all my social media.
It's on all your social media. Well done, well done. Tatiana, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Sarah Favinger. You're a professional musician. Nice. What instrument do you play?
I'm a double bassist.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Are you one of these people that I've seen on the subway with your double bass bringing it to a gig?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do people feel the need to comment when they see you holding that that size of an instrument on public
yeah.
transportation?
I have like my own personal game of bingo that I play. I know what I'm going to be asked or what the commentary is that yeah. I'm going to hear. People always want to know if I wish I played the piccolo.
Sure.
Or they tell me that thing's bigger than you are, which I'm definitely aware of. And then my favorite...
You've never noticed that
I've never noticed that it's definitely 6 feet tall and I'm not. My favorite, though, is it's always a woman and they always offer to help. And I really appreciate it, but I'm like, I don't know what you could do, but I really appreciate you offering.
Right, she's like, I'll hold the bow.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to take that out of the bag, that'd be great.
That's awesome. All right, Sarah, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Tatiana and Sarah, whoever has more points after two games will go on to the final round. This first trivia game is called Haters Gonna Hate. Jonathan and I will read you some insults, disses, and shade thrown by famous people. And you just tell us who delivered these sick burns. While competing for the World Heavyweight Championship against Sonny Liston in 1964, this boxing legend said of his opponent, he's too ugly to be world champion. The world champ should be pretty like me.
Muhammad Ali.
That's right, Tatiana. Muhammad Ali is correct.
A German TV reporter asked this pop superstar about Jennifer Lopez, and she said, quote, I don't know her. Tatiana.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's right. This one is a literal burn. At a costume ball in the 1930s, this iconic French fashion designer set her rival, Elsa Schiaparelli, on fire by backing her into a chandelier lit by candles. Sarah.
Coco Chanel.
Yeah, that's right.
This British prime minister once said, in politics, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman. Sarah.
Margaret Thatcher.
That's right.
This is your last clue. We may never know what then Speaker of the House John Boehner said at a 2013 inauguration luncheon that made this first lady roll her eyes, but the video went viral immediately. Sarah.
Michelle Obama.
You got it.
All right, great game. Sarah is in the lead.